This Saturday is National Public Lands Day. Joining us here from the Southeast Alaska Discovery Center, we have Leslie Swada and we have Colleen Farrell, and they're going to tell us about National Public Land Day events as well as some other events coming up at the Discovery Center. Good morning to both of you.
Thank you, Maria. It's great to be here.
Good morning.
Good morning. And let me start off with you, Colleen Farrell. You are the student, is this what you just told me, the Student Conservation Association intern.
Yes.
So what does that mean?
Well, so this summer they had several SCA interns come in through the Student Conservation Association, and we do different work. Some people do trail work, things like that, campground work. But this summer, me and my fellow intern, Maggie Critchlow, we actually worked at the Discovery Center with Leslie, doing all of the interpretive programming for the Discovery Center this summer.
And how was that experience?
Absolutely amazing. I mean, I'm from, you know, the second smallest state of Delaware. So coming to Alaska and getting the opportunity to talk to people, make connections and work for an amazing, you know, agency has been really rewarding.
And what do the interpretive programs entail? What did you specifically do? You don't have to get into every detail.
No.
You don't have to give me the whole spiel. No, speech.
Yeah.
No.
If anybody knows Leslie, they know that we're super busy with lots of things. But our main duty this summer was to not only put on programs of our own design, but programs like on the Princess cruise ships. We would give talks and lectures there, do presentations in the Discovery Center. Maggie had a project to create summer camp programs for the rec department, and then I am kind of spearheading the National Public Lands Day event. So kind of get these little projects for us to do, and well, little is kind of an understatement, I guess. It's been quite undertaking, but it's been awesome.
Okay, yeah, and one of you explain, what is National Public Lands Day?
Well, National Public Lands Day is a national event where the communities and folks are just invited to come out and support their public lands through volunteer efforts. So at the Discovery Center, because we're located in a downtown area, it's not really, you know, out in the wilds, if you will, we do have native plant gardens, and those can become overgrown really quickly, given our environment here. And so for the last year and this year, we're asking folks to come out and help us basically lend a hand to get the weeds taken care of and composted, and then also any, you know, litter. And then for all volunteers, there's a free barbecue at noon.
So wherever you may be, this is a national event. Mm-hmm. If you have National Public Lands in your backyard. We have listeners all over, say, Prince of Wales Island. There, you could take on some volunteer activities.
Yes, yes. And it's also a free day at the Discovery Center. And that is, you know, traditionally been that way throughout the history of the center.
So you're looking for people to come out and help kind of clean up and stuff. What do they need to bring anything, do anything?
I would strongly suggest rain gear, right? And the classic rain boot, right? And also, I would suggest gloves, you know, just to protect the hands and, you know, keep them warm as well. And, yeah, that's probably it. If they, you know, have any specialty garden tools that they prefer, they can bring those as well. But I would ask that they write their name on it just so it doesn't get mixed up in, you know, everyone else's stuff. So, and they'll be able to find it again, you know.
And you mentioned the Discovery Center will be free.
Correct.
Are there any special programs going on that day? Any activities?
Yes, we do have, again, we have designed this kind of to more towards the kids, but, you know, anybody is welcome to come through. We have our celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Wilderness Act. So to celebrate that, we're just going to roll it in with National Public Lands Day. And we've created almost like a little maze or a little game through the exhibits. So if you bring the kids out, they can go through the exhibits and learn actually how to leave no trace in the wilderness. So learn those good practices and also get the Wilderness Ranger booklet so that they can become a Wilderness Ranger after completing the booklet And our little game through the exhibits will actually help them with a page in the booklet. So that's just another step towards becoming a ranger, and that'll be really fun.
I was going to say, leave no trace. There's probably plenty of adults who could
benefit
from that as well.
As you know, there's things you just don't even think about. And I think it's really awesome that we can, you know, translate that in a kind of a fun game way. So I think they'll really have a good time with that for sure.
Okay. Will you be showing any films or anything like that?
We'll continue to show our regular film, which is Discovering the Tongass, which focuses on the forest and people of Southeast Alaska. I do want to mention, though, that the wilderness program, the Wilderness Explorer activity through the exhibits begins at 1 p.m.
Oh, okay. And what time is the Discovery Center open on Saturday?
It's going to be 8:30 to 3:30.
Okay. And again, the barbecues in the afternoon, people want to come out and help, they can do so. And also some activities at the center. And you had some other items you wanted to mention?
Yeah, so on Friday night, we will be premiering the Tracing Roots film featuring Dolores Churchill, the master basket weaver. And we're really excited about that. It's a free event, again, and it's kicking off our, you know, end of season, if you will. And that begins at 6, though. It's an early time because we have to prepare early for the Public Lands Day the next day. So we will have some refreshments as well as some music. So I believe it's Dave Rubin and Nathan Jackson are going to serenade us. Not during the film, of course, but, you know, around the film, I'll say.
To beforehand.
Yeah.
And also the Friday Night Insight programs, those and all the other programs will be starting up soon, correct?
Right. So we'll start winter schedule this Sunday. So we'll be closed Sunday through Thursday. And then Friday, we will be open from noon to 8 p.m., and so during October, we will have films throughout the day, so starting from 12:30 on through, you know, till we close. And then in November, we will kick off the actual insights with Doug Scott, who's a nationally known wilderness expert. And this is, again, to focus on the 50th anniversary of the Wilderness Act. So it's taken a lot of effort to get him here. And so it's something that I hope that the community comes out for because he's coming from elsewhere. He's nationally known. He's got books that he's written on the act. He's been a part of different acts that, you know, have helped Alaska with their public lands. So I'm really excited about having him come.
Okay, and the Friday Night Insight programs are free.
Yes.
Is there a fee to go to the Discovery Center during the
winter?
No.
So during the winter, I mean, basically starting Friday evening for the Dolores Churchill premiere, it will be free and through the end of April. Okay. And then May will start up again.
Very good. Okay, anything else you want to add?
I think that's it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And again, lots of things happening at 6 p.m. this Friday. Film will be shown. And then again, National Public Lands Day on Saturday. If you have any questions, you can contact the folks at the Discovery Center, find out if there's, you know, any questions about what it takes to volunteer, but I think just showing up is probably all you need to do.